Let's start here.
If you asked anyone in our extended family who's most likely to go on to be a performer, they would have said my sister Emily, because she was way more outgoing, just confident and all that, and I was way more shy.
I just did a breaststroke. I pulled my arms, kicked my legs. I never swam to get anywhere. I just swam to keep my head above water, see a wave coming, take a breath and go under.
It always makes me think of that old joke where the CFO goes into the CEO and says, what if we train all these people and they leave? And the CEO says, well, what if we don't and they stay?
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here. Whether you're new to podcasting or an avid fan of many years, Start Here will help you navigate the exploding podcast world with examples and samples for what to listen to next. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. And with technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support from Connor Eldridge, we'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here. Two from the rapidly expanding national podcast world, and one from the quickly growing and wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. And we'll check out the hottest podcasts as tallied by the Apple Podcast Charts at itunescharts.net. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. And you can join us. If you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you'd liked, let us know. Drop us an email or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it. Our email is podcast@WVXU.org. Or give us a call and we'll add your voice to ours. 513-294-8030. And now, it's time to start here. We begin with the usual suspects, Kevin Pollak, award-winning actor and comedian. With the help of fellow actor and comedian sidekick Sam Levine, Pollak enters the world of podcasts with Kevin Pollak's Chat Show. The weekly show takes on a standard interview format featuring a famous guest or two. And with casual, comedic questions from Kevin, guests talk about their lives, upcoming projects, recent work, or whatever else may come up with Pollak at the helm. The show airs live most Sundays from the MI Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica, California, but it's published online each Tuesday. The show hosts a wide range of actors, comedians, and other individuals in the entertainment industry. Here's a snippet from the episode featuring Jenna Fischer. In the episode, Jenna chats about her new book, Flying to Paris to Speak One Line in a Film, and a retired silent magic show. Here, Pollak and Fischer discuss their early careers in entertainment and how they knew what they were going to do with the rest of their lives.
Are there any real thoughts while this is happening that, this might be something to do for life?
I really don't remember what or why I wanted to be an actor. It just sort of felt like what I was going to do.
Because I was 9 or 10.
And you remember like...
Yes. Because I started performing, lip-syncing to a comedy album, and people loved it. And then it was like, oh, this is not something I bargained for. Because first I was just doing it on my own while listening to the comedy album. I would get up in front of the stereo and pretend I was the person doing it.
Yes.
Not even knowing what lip syncing was. I was just playing.
Uh-huh.
And then my mother caught me, literally, and said, you're doing that at the Zucker's for Thanksgiving.
And then you did it.
Yes. Passover, not Thanksgiving. More Jewish. And so then I performed in front of just relatives, and it went bananas. And then I started doing it at school, and then that was it.
That's so interesting.
So, I mean, by the time people signed my senior yearbook, it's, I knew since the first time you did the thing, you're going to be the da. Yeah. So I'm always curious when someone's in a play at 5, 6, 7, is anything sticking in terms of?
No. Like, what was interesting was I was very shy. So my sister at the family gathering would be the person who would get out, like, a boombox and do a dance show.
Sure.
And I was always, like, writing little plays for my sister and I to star in, or making little puppet shows, or I was always doing things, but I never really widened my audience bigger than my mom and dad.
Okay.
Like, I would get sort of a stage fright if it was like the whole extended family. And my sister was the performer. If you asked anyone in our extended family who's most likely to go on to be a performer, they would have said my sister Emily, because she was way more outgoing, just confident and all that. And I was way more shy.
And how is she when you start applying yourself later as a professional actress
She's great. I mean,
she became a teacher also?
She's a teacher. She never even wanted to do that. If you asked her what she wanted to be when she grew up, she would say a mom and a teacher.
Yeah.
So and she's a mom and a teacher.
Success.
Yeah. So.
So she's thrilled for you.
Yeah.
You brought on the family tradition.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she's totally happy. Totally happy. We have a really, she's like one of my best friends.
That's Jenna Fisher on a sample from Kevin Pollak's chat show from Earwolf. You can listen to the show every week through WVXU's Podcast Central. Now it's over to the newest additions tab on the WVXU Podcast Central collection. The Modern Man with host Ali Mann aims to discuss and reflect on issues and trends around the world. The show covers a huge swath of topics divided into three sections. First, co-host Ali Pert picks trends of the week to debate in a lighthearted segment known as The Zeitgeist. Then, in the primary segment of the show, host Ali Mann shares his interview with a wide array of unusual guests, people with stories to tell or debates to provoke. The show's description states that they're about real people talking straightforwardly about fascinating things that matter to them. Then the show is rounded out by co-host and love expert Alex Fox, who answers listeners' questions about the best and worst parts of sex and all that goes with it in a segment called The Fox Hole. The all-encompassing show is as thought-provoking as it is comical. Here's a sample from a recent episode of The Modern Man titled Lost at Sea. In it, Ali interviews Brett Archibald, a man who survived 28 hours alone in the Indian Ocean after falling off a boat during a bout of food poisoning. They recount Archibald's experience, his hallucinations, and how he dealt with survival while looking at the face of certain death. Here the two discuss Archibald's first night in the ocean, hundreds of miles from shore, with nothing but a hotel key card in his pocket.
The Indonesian sea is actually quite filthy. They throw everything in the water. We've seen a fridge before. We nearly hit a fridge in our boat. I'm thinking, I've got to find a fridge because it floats. I can climb in the fridge. It must have beer in it too. I mean, I've got a very macabre sense of humor. It's got to be beer and I can drink beer and I'll wait and my guys will come back for me. I was convinced I'd find a plastic bag. What can I do? Blow it up? Tie a knot in it, put in my t-shirt. Flotation device.
To be clear then, so you have to keep paddling your arms and your legs.
I'm swimming. I just did a breaststroke. I pulled my arms, kicked my legs. I never swam to get anywhere. I just swam to keep my head above water, see a wave coming, take a breath and go under. Because at first I was just treading water. I couldn't see a wave coming from behind me. It would smash down on me, push me under. I'd cough, sputter. I found myself swallowing so much water. And there is nothing worse than swallowing seawater after mouthful of seawater after mouthful of seawater. I had a room key in my pocket.
A hotel key card?
A hotel key card in a plastic pouch. And I was patting my pockets, pulled this key card out, pulled it out the plastic pouch, looked at it, thought, okay, this is brilliant. It was the thoughts of a crazed man. Tomorrow, when the sun comes out, they're going to be helicopters, they're going to be aeroplanes. The sun's going to come out. I can take the key card. I can reflect it off the sun, bounce it into the pilot's eyes, and they'll find me. I was thinking of that movie with Tom Hanks, Castaway. You know, he had his little Wilson, the little football with volleyball. This card was my Wilson. I actually said, this is my Wilson. This is going to save my life. Put it in my back pocket. Had this plastic pouch with the voucher and my room number in it. Threw it in front of me, can't do anything with that. In front of my eyes, it just went, whew, and I suddenly realized, current, current, current. And I didn't know at the time, when you're floating in a current, because your head and shoulders and your upper body are the heaviest part of your body, you will always face into the current. This current was traveling at 2.5 kilometers per hour, cruising along in the ocean. That's how powerful this current was. So although I wasn't swimming, I was facing into the current, and that's why I got tired so quickly. I forgot about the card. That little piece of plastic with the paper in it became my Wilson. I swam after that thing and grabbed it, and suddenly I knew which way the current was going. I had a bearing through the piece of paper, and I went in that direction. I knew the current led to shore. I knew where I still was. I was 100 kilometers out to sea. There was no ways the current was going to take me to shore. But at least my mates would be coming back. The faster I went on that current, the closer I would be to them. By the time they came back. So it was all good. going in that direction.
A sample of the interview from Lost at Sea, a recent episode of The Modern Man. Hear more interesting, confusing, and harrowing stories, as well as lots of more fascinating content with The Modern Man podcast. The show is available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week comes to us from Todd Utterstedt, a business guru who's taken on the task of shaping and coaching future CEOs. In his podcast, From Founder to CEO, Todd brings in some of the country's top CEOs to discuss the insights and strategies that have allowed them to be effective business leaders. We aren't all founders of companies looking to make the transition to CEO, but the wisdom offered up by some of the country's most successful business pioneers is invaluable for any sort of career aspirations. The From Founder to CEO podcast is just one branch of the Founder to CEO Collective, which offers books, lessons, and leadership trips to cultivate a new class of effective CEOs. Here's a sample from a recent episode of From Founder to CEO. This episode features Matt Fisher, co-founder and CEO of Cincinnati-based advertising company Curiosity. Todd and Matt talk through what it takes to create a productive relationship with other leaders of a team and how to manage the personal psychology of being a CEO.
Well, the two of you have really built an amazing team together, and we would need to give due to that. And if there was one thing, as you think back on your 7 years of scaling Curiosity from the two of you all the way up to 75 people, if there was one thing that you could share with our founders in the audience that really helps to build a solid team, what would that be?
So it always makes me think of that old joke where the CFO goes into the CEO and says, "What if we train all these people and they leave?" And the CEO says, "Well, what if we don't and they stay?"
I love that one.
So one of the things that Greg and I believe in, and we've always invested in a lot, is in training, professional leadership development, skill training. We have our HR department, the main focus is on talent development. And I think, again, it's one of these things that separates us from other companies is that, especially when you're small and you're growing, to think that you're going to invest large amounts of money in training is a kind of a scary proposition, but we have found that it pays back tenfold. So I think this year we'll probably spend somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000 in training our staff.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money for us, you know, the size we are. But what it does is it's kind of our secret sauce. It means our people are really well prepared to solve our clients' problems. They're really well prepared to interact and engage and communicate with each other. They're really well prepared to manage and lead and mentor the people around them. And again, it leads to this sort of magical culture of collaboration where everybody genuinely likes working with each other. And I feel like our investment in helping our staff be curious and grow both professionally and personally in their roles has been a giant blessing for us.
Matt Fisher, CEO of Curiosity Advertising, and a sample from the podcast From Founder to CEO with Todd Utterstedt. You can learn valuable lessons from some of the world's top innovators on the From Founder to CEO podcast, available now through WVXU's Podcast Central. To the Apple Podcast Charts we go for our weekly look at the chart toppers, the movers, and the shakers via iTunesCharts.net. Two new podcasts crack the top this week. Make room for Someone Knows Something. In 1964, the bodies of two black teens, Charles Moore and Henry D., were pulled from a backwater of the Mississippi River, brutally murdered by the KKK. No one was ever convicted. In one of his first ever cold case investigations, Someone Knows Something host David Rijkin joins victim's brother Thomas Moore and returns to Mississippi 40 years later to discover the truth, confront the Klansmen involved, and find justice. The first episode and season debuted in March of 2016, and season 3 just dropped, vaulting the podcast to number 4 this week. And shattering the top 5 with a vault to number 1 is Young Charlie by Hollywood and Crime. In August of 1969, the world is shocked by the savage murders of movie star Sharon Tate and 4 others. When the following night another couple is brutally slaughtered, panic spreads among Los Angeles residents, and 4 months later, the mastermind behind these vicious crimes is arrested, and the public learns the name that would haunt it to this day, Charles Manson. But few knew then or now the full story behind the making of A Mass Murderer. In this groundbreaking six-part series, host Tracy Patton and actor Stephen Lang investigate Manson's unlikely path from his troubled childhood in rural West Virginia to the night he set out his followers to commit the most infamous crime in Hollywood history. Young Charlie topping the Apple podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.